This is All India Radio. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on impact of duty reduction on fuels and edible oil prices. The participants are Siddharth, economic analyst, and Sonu Sood, AIR correspondent.
On Wednesday, one day before Diwali, central government slashed excise duty by rupees 5 per litre on petrol and by rupees 10 per litre on diesel, followed by cuts in VAT by several states and union territories. Also, government has slashed basic duty on crude palm oil, soybean oil and sunflower oil from 2.5% to nil. Agri-cess has also been brought down to make cooking oil cheaper. What do you feel that at a time when international commodity prices are high, how do you view this step by the government and what does it mean for consumers?
See, on the crude petroleum side, there has been a price buildup over the last several months. And part of it is because of international crude prices, which have been going up as OPEC and OPEC Plus have tightened the supply in the market, which means there is less supply and demand is also going up because of economic recovery across countries. And most countries are now coming back to pre-COVID-19 levels, if not fully back, and they're almost there. So what has happened is demand has gone up, supply is not gone up at the same pace and remains restricted. So crude oil prices internationally have been going up. The other problem that has happened is because of the, what had happened was that when the lockdown began, if you remember, in March of 2020, the government revenues took a beating because economic activities had come to a halt and global crude prices had dropped. So both the central government as well as the state governments had increased the central excise and VAT respectively. So central excise, as you know, is levied by the central government and VAT is levied by the state governments. The idea was that, you know, consumers won't feel the pinch and at the same time, revenues which were impacted would be marginally better. But over a period of time, as prices went up, the tax rates weren't really lowered. And as a result, petrol and diesel prices went up every day almost, and it was at record levels. Now, given that the center's revenue position had improved and is expected to be better than what the finance minister had budgeted for the current financial year, the government decided to reduce the taxes and pass on the benefit to consumers. So the central government reduced the excise duty on petrol by 5 rupees and on diesel by 10 rupees a litre. The idea was that since diesel is something which has a cascading effect because it is the fuel used for transportation of goods as well as passengers in buses, etc., whereas petrol is largely passenger fuel. So the idea was to reduce the excise incidence more on diesel so that there is a wider benefit to all sections of the society, and the government said that one of the major beneficiaries of this would be farmers who depend on diesel to run their gensets, etc. So that is the background for the center reducing the taxes. Now, on Diwali Eve, the center also requested states to reduce VAT. So states and union territories have reduced VAT on fuel, which means as of November 5th, the price decrease in certain cities like Leh and Bangalore was just a little less than 20 rupees a litre for diesel and upwards of 13 rupees in case of petrol.
So you feel that more cuts might be coming, you know, in the days to come, given the fact that there is fear of inflation which is hovering over the economy?
In terms of petroleum, the cuts that have to happen, the first order cuts, is expected largely on petrol and diesel from the states now, which have not reduced the levies, which includes states like Maharashtra, Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Telangana, Andhra Pradesh, Chhattisgarh. These states have not reduced the VAT. So the center is expecting that these states also reduce the VAT, and that will soften the prices significantly. So if you look at the difference, in Delhi, for instance, the reduction in petrol prices is 6 rupees actually between 3rd and the 5th of November compared to 13 rupees 35 paise in Bangalore. So that is where the tax reduction for the moment is concerned. Now, whether the center and the states go for further cuts will depend on the global oil prices. If they continue rising and if as a result domestic prices keep rising, then the center and the states may go for a cut later on, depending on the fiscal situation, both at the center and the states. Let me just add that the center's fiscal situation is good. Several states are facing trouble on the financial front and may have to resort to higher borrowings to meet their spending requirements, which have gone up because of the pandemic. So that is as far as the further round of cuts are concerned. Your second question was on inflation. Now, inflation, if you look at the basket of commodities that make up the retail or the consumer price index, both the fuels have a low weight. So even if the price of petrol and diesel were rising, it was not reflecting so much on the commodity basket that makes up the wholesale and the retail inflation baskets. And that was the first order impact. So there are two impacts that fuel prices have. One is the direct impact. The other is the indirect impact. Now, there are various estimates which suggest that, you know, the impact anywhere between 0.25 and 0.5 percentage point, which is not significant. And if you look at the overall numbers are within 4%, come through to 6% comfort bracket that RBI has. So on the inflation front, the price rise at the retail level was not really reflecting in the inflation basket.
What will be the direct and indirect impact for the consumers, rather the benefit for the consumers? Will the saving on fuel boost consumption of other goods? Can we expect a significant increase in consumption expenditure, and the consumer sentiment can get a boost from these steps of the government?
Absolutely. So what was happening was that apart from inflation, there is something called inflationary expectation, which means that there is an expectation in the market that prices will rise, and that feeds into the entire consumer sentiment, which means that if you expect prices to rise and your income level remains the same, then you start reducing your consumption. Now, the inflationary expectation as far as petrol and diesel are concerned would be contained a little. So people would feel better off. Now, if you look at common man, the amount of that someone was spending in filling up his or her tank, you know, in the motorcycle or the car would have gone up significantly from the start of the year to now. Now, with this reduction, if it is, say, 13 rupees reduction as is the case in Bangalore, then, you know, 13 rupees a liter translating into a monthly household expense would not be significant, but it will certainly reduce the inflationary expectation and the second order impact. So what happens is that the prices of vegetables, the public transport, everything is linked to it. So all that second order impact will be contained, and overall inflationary expectation and the sentiment will improve. And to the extent that people make savings on their fuel bill, that expenditure may be, you know, used for other purposes. Maybe you can use it to pay a small EMI for something, or maybe just save it for the future.
Food Secretary Sudhanshu Pandey said yesterday that edible oil prices in major retail markets across the country have declined by rupees 5 to rupees 20 per kg after various measures and import duty cut and imposition of stock limits by the government. You feel that this cut in prices of edible oil is a huge relief for consumers, especially during the festive season?
Yes, for the moment it is. But, you know, the way edible oil prices have increased, the increase has been much sharper in case of edible oil than in case of auto fuel. So to that extent, yes, I mean, whenever you went to buy your monthly grocery, you would have noticed that the price of whichever cooking oil you were using, whether it was mustard or soya or whatever, would have gone up compared to the previous month. So to the extent there is relief, what Mr. Sudhanshu Pandey mentioned was that edible oil prices have declined in the range of 5 to 20 per kg in major retail markets. So to that extent, for the moment, certainly there is relief. And he also said that the government is expecting a significant reduction in price of mustard oil also in the coming months or coming weeks. And that should add to the sentiment. What it also means is that, you know, the area sown under mustard seed has gone up by 10 or 11% compared to the previous year. So production is expected to be better, which is going to feed into supply. And it will have, hopefully, bring about better news for consumers. But certainly, I mean, oil that the household uses in India, petrol, diesel, and as well as edible oil, if those prices come down, your household budgets are going to improve further. And edible oil price decrease is good news, especially for the lower income segments, you know, whose budgets are much more restricted than a middle class or an upper middle class household. And the kind of increase that we saw in recent months would have certainly impacted their budgets.
You talked about this step benefiting farmers. What about the industry, the various sectors of the economy, where also petrol, diesel and edible oil is also ingredient which is used in many industries? Can you tell us which all sectors of the economy will benefit from this cut on the level of, you know, the company profitability?
As far as petrol and diesel are concerned, it will benefit the entire industry as well as services. Because, you know, there is an element of transportation which is involved any sector of the economy, whether it is to, you know, transport raw materials to a factory or whether to, you know, get vegetables and fruits into a hotel or into a catering business. So that will certainly benefit in terms of the transportation costs, which had gone up for the trucking sector. Also because demand for trucks had picked up and there was some sort of a added price pressure because of fuel prices. So to that extent, all segments of economy will benefit because of this excise and VAT reduction in petrol and diesel. As far as edible oil is concerned, the food industry is certainly a big beneficiary because, you know, they use it as a cooking medium, especially the packed food industry and even the neighborhood samosa maker, because, you know, what happens is that if cost of raw material, and edible oil is a key raw material for this industry, goes up, it either reduces your margin or, you know, or you are forced to increase prices. So either way, you know, you take a hit or the consumer takes a hit. So obviously, to that extent, this is going to be a huge benefit to consumers at the end of the day.
These tax cuts may cost government 0.5% of GDP on an annual basis, according to international agency Nomura. Would you say this is a big fiscal stimulus given by the government, given that right now government needs all the finances for fighting the situation created by the pandemic? So can this be considered as a big step taken by the government to give fiscal stimulus to the citizens?
I don't think you can call it a fiscal stimulus. You see, if you look at the analysis that even the Reserve Bank of India has been bringing out every month, what it has been saying is that petrol prices and diesel prices are exerting pressure on the economy. And if you look at all the economic indicators, they are looking reasonably good, whether it is your industrial output or your services sector, which is now coming back, or whether it's exports, GST collection, overall tax collection, UPI, any measure you look at it, your economic parameters are looking good. Where you are not looking so good is this inflation side. So to that extent, the government has sought to, you know, correct that picture and make it look better. So I won't call it a stimulus, but certainly what it means is that just for the center, the reduction of 5 rupees on petrol and 10 rupees per liter on diesel in terms of the excise duty, on an annualized basis, is expected to cost it anywhere between 1,40,000 crore and 1,50,000 crore. And for roughly 5 months of the financial year that remain up to March, the cost would be around 60 to 65,000 crore. So to that extent, that the center will have to take a hit on its finances. But the good news is that your GST collections are looking very good. Your income tax collections and your customs duty collections are looking good. So that is a huge advantage for the center in terms of its tax collection. Now, where the quarrel begins is over the cess that was introduced in case of the petroleum. And that is where the states diverge with the center. They want the center to actually remove the cess or reduce the cess, because the cess that the center collects is not shared with the states. Whereas whatever it gets as excise duty, 41.5% of that goes to the state governments. So an excise duty reduction reduces the amount of funds that are transferred to the states, whereas a cess reduction won't impact their finances. And given that the finances of the states are relatively worse than the centers, and in some cases they are far worse than the centers, there is to that extent a negative impact on states. What most research agencies have looked at is the impact on the center, haven't really looked at the impact on the states very carefully.
So at a time when the oil prices at the international level are at very high levels, the government has provided huge relief for consumers during the festive season. Thank you so much for this discussion, Siddharth.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on impact of duty reduction on fuels and edible oil prices. The participants were Siddharth, economic analyst, and Sonu Sood, AIR correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the New Services Division of All India Radio. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may email your opinion about this program at airnsdtalks@gmail.com.